rough.
On the Mahama comes. A little typo. I hope you picked it up. It's not Shimon Aleph, it's Shimon Beis. My mistake. But I assume that the people picked it up based on the words that we were asked to see. Again, Perek Yud, Simon Beis. We begin Temu. Temu is found in our print, page Lama, the last three lines. Column 2. Temu Aloshan Arif, Shekosav Shemod Rabbi Yossi, B'Erev HaPesach, Shelo Yaskil B'Suda Miteisha Shor Sulamal. Alma, the Svile Rabbi Yossi, the B'Erev Shabbos Shari, Afla Haskil, who Pasek Alecha Kamosa. That's not the Temu, that's Pasha Pshat. That we pass like Rabbi Yossi against Rabbi Yehuda, we saw in the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi says, there's no problem. He generally pass like Rabbi Yossi Mechavero. So you can start a meal on Shabbos until it gets dark. Hachatetcha. Bahadur Sukamar, this is the quote of the Rif. The Arve Shabbosos, next page. At least in this edition. Yemim Tovim, Hecha the Askele Mikami Teisha Shos, Vim Shaklei Vachule. That's Lashon of the Rif. Frek the Rosh, Amai Nokat Mikami Teisha Shos. The Rif is discussing a case. You know, if you started before 9 hours and you went into the day, what do you do? Prosh Mapa Makadish. Not our sugya. We did it a little bit when we did it, you know, all the way back at the before sukkah. We spoke about it a little bit. Not much either. Not our sugya now at all. We'll just mention this briefly. We'll read it for the opinions in the Gemara. But in any event, why did he use that expression of Mikami Teisha Shos? So if you look at the Korban Sadal Os Hay, V'aran Helitz Abado Turif, Shabda Af Arve Psochim Bechal Yomtuf, Nokta Hochi. The reason he said because before 9 hours, not because of Erev Shabbos or Erev Rosh Hashanah or Erev Shavuos or Erev Sukkot, because of Erev Pesach. Ve'enu Sviule the Docha, the Libraisa Dmaisi Allah Tani Erev Yantif, who remind Erev Pesach, there were two different things. So that's what the Rosh doesn't like the Ran's Teretz. The Ramban, the best Teretz. Kosa, Shemotza Ba'alokas, Vilkos of Alphazal Meduyekas. Change the text. The best answer is change the text. Okay, and an old text. That was the problem. Aber b'halochas gedolos kosav miteisha shos the malu shapso malu yomer tovo lo mitbile leinish mischel besudasa. Once 9 hours are up, a person should not start a meal. The Tanya lo yochal adam v'chule. Vafilu Rabbi Yossi laOme Ella di Yaskel lo Mafsik, Aval lechatchila lo Yaskel. Well done. Vol Esa. Darmina b'Shmaitin Ella Hode Katani v'Shavin Shemaskilin. Emosai. Ibi Arve Shabbos Yom Tovim. Homiflik Pligi. Alma de Rabbi Yossi Shari Afla Haskel. So Chama Furush Gemara Pshuto. And according to Rabbi Yossi, he can be maskel suda all the way until dark. He's arguing with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shai Mitrani, if the read. Hey, be rael adivre alachas gadolos. What's the right? With the itzruch le Rabbi Yochanan and lifsuk alach Rabbi Yossi ve Rav Shabbos lahav soka. And that's cool. What does lahav soka mean? That you don't have to stop. Michlal, the lo svirle kavasei baschol. Isav a kavasei, hashta la haskel shori, koshkein chen torah la hafsik. On the shvami no, daf la hafsoka fos a kavasei, velo baschol. So we don't pass the Rabbi Yossi, he's saying. It says the Rosh, that's ridiculous. Vahol eso. Dim kein tikshulok Rabbi Yossi gufei amai itzrich lei lashmina den afsikim hashtas chulam aschlin den afsukim biboy alavadik moshe pirish ri train midi ninu the yav shal yav agav the shar Rabbi Yossi lahaskil v'lo chayish ikonet shutoiv. Keep that in mind. Mikom akom l'chatech shak tzorach lahaskil mikvot shams. Two different things. If Afal Gav, the Rabbi Yochanan and Tzavak, Rabbi Yossi, Vahaskola, nonetheless, Hutzrach Lifsel Kamosa Bapsaka. Chen Pasku, Rashbam, we read the Mutal Hasla, the Suda, the Erev Shabbos, Hashem Tepshach. That's the Psak. Shvechein, Uchachas, Tam, Asnissim, Vidatoni, Erev Psochim, Hashem Tepshach. Michlal, the Erev Shabbos, Yom Tov Shari. Doesn't like the Bahag at all. Okay, Rabbi Osai? So the Rif is a problem, the Rosh, the Rif's expression. We saw two suggested answers. It's going on Erev Pesach, the Ram, change the gears of the Ramban. But the Bahag seems to confirm what the Rif said, and the Rosh thinks he's wrong. Ad kan a summation of the Rosh here, this part that way it's relevant to us, in Simen Beis. Again, it's a typo. It should be Simen Beis. So now, the Korban Asanel goes to work again in Sivkot and Zion. He says that this can't possibly be a riot because it'll be a steering of Yossi himself. The aim is Asogala Rabbi Yeshaya. This is Kasha, the Russian, not a Kasha. Why? The Eel of Forish, the Hoder of Yossi, the Tony, and Mavsikin, Afila Beer of Shabbos, the Ein Maschilin, Kimosha Kosta, Rabbi Ben Yechiel, the Tosis Michla. So he has a way in order to make the make it a little bit better. But even if it's a little bit better, it's still not an absolute, it's not a riot. All he's doing is maybe knocking off the Kasha, but it's not really a riot. So there's no real riot to the Bahag Lachora whatsoever. But this brings us again to our question, which we spoke about a little bit yesterday, the Mitzvah Esav. Mitzvah Esav asked, why is it that we're worried about the Mitzvah of Matzah, and we're not worried about the Mitzvah of Suda Shabbos? Suda Shabbos, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, such an important Mitzvah, Suda Shabbos. Just disregard Suda Shabbos. So Rabbeinu David gives a fascinating answer. You should have seen on the Makaros. It's like this. Eating matzah on Pesach night is an absolute and unconditional mitzvah. There's no way out of it. No way out of it. There's no way out. No way out. No pturim. If you become overfilled, you can't add anymore. You're not partner for mitzvah matzah. You're mamata of the mitzvah matzah. However, if a person stuffs himself on Friday and he's no longer able to eat, we say not that he is mevatel the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, he's potter for the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. Because what's the nature of the Suda Shabbos with the karos on the Shabbos? What? Oneg. So for you, it's not an oneg at that point in time, so you're potter for the mitzvah. There's some, you know what it says, it's quoted Shulchan Aruch for the Shabbos, I didn't have tanis chalom. You ever learn about that? Of course, it's a bad dream. He just can't eat. So he's potter from Suda Shabbos. He's potter. Potter. Because he has no owner to eat. Well, some people, whatever, they just can't eat so much. They're potter. Since the worst case scenario is Rabbeinu David, is he's going to be potter, so therefore there's no reason for the Chazal to make a gzeira not to eat too much on Friday. When it comes to Pesach, the mitzvah of matzah, well, that's potter. You never potter. You're mevata lechiyuv, then they made it zero. Yes, sir.
Are you sure that the person considered potter is, because I think when you have a time to chalom on Shabbos, you still have to fast the next day.
Oh, very good question. Very good. Excellent. So the din of tanis chalom is found in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Tanis Chalom. Here we go. Resh Pei Ches. Guys, don't do it. If you have a bad dream, just forget about it. Just forget about it. Just forget about it. The guy just can't get it out of his head. Also, it sounds B'Shabbos. Oh. Yesh, before you have Tanis Chalom. Then the Shulchan Aruch, Resh Pei Ches is based. Odom Shemazik Lo Achila. The oz oneg ulo shelo lechol lo yochal. If he enjoys not eating, he shouldn't eat. Okay. And he quotes over here, and Siv Gimel keeps going. Adam is Ana b'chol yom. He always fasts. He actually only eats at night. He always fasts. V'achila b'shabes tzarulo. It's going to cause him pain. Mutal isanos. Shinui vest. You change your habits. Shinui vest chilas holy. Then he says, you know, bad chalom, you can fast. You're right. If the fast again on Sunday, Kadesh is kapilo, Masha bitel oneg Shabbos. So you're asking a question. What bitel on a Shabbos? His own Shabbos was not to eat. We just read in the previous if. That's your question. It's an excellent question. Okay, that's what it says. I'm looking at it, I don't see a word. Oh, so they say that's only Tanis Chalom. But in Siv Beis and Gimel, which what actually hurts you to eat, then you don't have to make it up. Okay, so at least it's partly true. You're asking a good question. In any event, that's the Rabbeinu David's answer. That's Rabbeinu David's answer. Rabosai, so what's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're required to make hachonas on Friday. Hachonas to be by not eating so much. To guarantee you'll be able to fulfill the mitzvah on Shabbos and Shabbos. And Rabbi Yossi says, no dice. There's no such chiyuv. What do you find? You're required to do something on Friday to see to it. Do you have some kind of a kima mitzvah of oneg Shabbos? No. On Pesach, where if you're too full, you're going to be mevatel the mitzvah. So of course, you have to have a chocham ena b'rosho. Can be mevatel the mitzvah. But on Friday to eat, and the net result will be that you will have a different kind of oneg Shabbos. Rono Shabbos will be not eating. It's all right. See, I'm mochiv on Friday to worry about it. That seems to be the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Now let's understand what the Pesachas halacha l'maisa. On the Ma'amar Kamos, the last line. I'm not sure if you got there yet. Is Simon Reish Mem Tes Beis and Gimel. This is something which is very important. I gave you a Ma'amar Kamos to see, and we'll see if you saw it already. If you didn't, we'll see it now. It's halacha l'maisa. How much you eat on Friday? Also, the Gvoa Berav Shabbos Suda Mishnah. Well, what is this all about? You may be able to get it in your Ein Mishpat HaMoleh. Take a look at the back and see if it's there. Ein Mishpat HaMoleh is in Perek Lamed and Nichol Shabbos. Halacha Dalet. Let's see if it's here. Yes! Baruch Hashem. On page Dalet, column 3. This Perek Lama Lachadav. This is the Rambam. Also, the Kvoa Seuda Umishta B'Erev Shabbos Mipnei Kvod HaShabbos Umutu Lecho V'Lishtos HaShetechsha V'Yaf Al Pi Kein Mikvod HaShabbos Sheyimna Adam Min HaMincha L'Mala Mid the Kvoa Seuda V'Shikonis HaShabbos K'shumis Abel Lecho. And also, this Rambam is self-contradictory, no? Read the Rambam. What's the contradiction in the Rambam? First says, then it says mutter. Right? First he says, us l'kvo asuda v'erev Shabbos. That's the whole day. Right? And then he says, mutter lechol ashetechsha. What does that mean? Is that itself a stira? No, that's not a stira. Also l'kvo asuda mishta. Mutter lechol v'lishtos. Because we're without a kviyus. Then he says, "Afal became a kvod Shabbos sheyim na adam and amincha lemalo mid the kvod asuda kedei shekones the Shabbos shutav misabalach." Wait a second. He said it's also ready from when?
The whole day.
Steer minei obeyed in the first half and the last half of the Rambam.
You have to stop asuda, and the first half is a gishmak asuda.
Oh, very good. The Yaakov said the first half is a gishmak asuda, and the second is stam asuda. I'd like a precise definition. What's Stam Asuda and what's a Geshmak Asuda? Yes.
I'm just suggesting maybe on the first half of the day is like a mitzvah suda, maybe you that like a bris or something like that.
Well, if you saw the Ma'amar Kamos, you're right on target. So the answer is the Magid Mishnah ask this question. It seems to be a stira. And he says, yes, the difference between a stam suda and a, doesn't use the word geshmak of suda. doesn't use that word. He uses it, an unusual suda. A suda sheragilba and a suda she'ena ragilba. That's a distinction which is drawn by the Magen Mishnah, and it's called the Halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. And the truth is, can we get the Shulchan Aruch on there's going to be so much on this siman, siman Reish Mem Tes. Okay, that much I see it in front of you. Thanks. Siv Beis. Shulchan Aruch writes, we shall see momentarily. Okay. He says, also the Kvoa Be'er Shabbos Suda or Mishnah. You found the Rambam, and I'm telling you, Shulchan Aruch, see the difference based on the Magen Mishnah. She'eino rogil b'imei hachol. Okay? It's not Yaakov's a geshmak suda, an unusual suda. She'eino rogil b'imei hachol. Stop, you know, ho. And he says, afilu mi sudas erisin. They both say, a suda of betrothal. We don't get betrothed today. We got betrothed to go out to the Sudas Nesud. We don't have a Sudas Erisin. But this Asudas Erisin is quoted because it's a Mefurisha Yerushalmi in Beitza. Erech Ha'aloch HaBeit, I believe. If they quote our Shabbos, Sheikonis the Shabbos Shutoyev Lecho, B'cholayom Kulo, B'cholayom B'chlal Yisim. What kind of a Mefurish we have? You got all the Mishnah Brewers on this?
Yes.
Just put it all on, you know, Mishnah Brewers, the Halacha, put it all in the. You can put like a one button, puts everything on?
I've been looking for a button, it's there.
Okay. Good. So, get me from, well, I guess I'll tell you what the number's on. From Zion till Yud Zion. It's a lot of Mishnah Brewers. Right? From Zion to Yud Zion. And then it's B'yu Halacha, so I want everything there too.
Yeah, well, I have that.
Good, it's all there. Good. Very good. We have a man who gets me prepared for the whole shiur in advance. Geshmak. See, it's a geshmak asuda. Geshmak asuda means it's a geshmak shel Torah. Okay, thank you. Good. So you see it in front of you, right? What we read before. Here it is. Siv Beis. Suda she'eino rogel yimei achol. Even suda se'erisin. They call the Shabbos. She'kones the Shabbos shu Torah v'lecha. V'chol yom v'chlal ha'isur. This is just a pshat. And if you look at, if you all have the Rambam in front of you and you're Ein Mishpat Amale, you notice this one word which was found the first time, which was not found the second time. Do you notice it? In the Rambam, not here, in the Rambam. What's the word?
Mishteh.
Rabbi said, what's today's date? First day of other phase. And in the comments to the Megillah Esther, which you're going to read in 2 weeks, it says, Mishteh. Shutah means to drink. But the way the Magad Mishnah, so the extra word Mishnah means an unusual, I use the word party, such a nice word to use, but that's how we'll just use that term for the rough term. Unusual party, Suda Shana Rogobo. That's how the Magad Mishnah understands this Rambam. This Rambam. Where does the Issah Kol Hayom come from, Rabosai? Where do you get it from? I'm a Furish Gemara in Gittin, Lamed Chesamed Beis. Now, I'm not going to read you the entire Gemara. I'll read you part of it. It's quoted by the Tur, right over here. The Tur in Siman Reish Mem Tes takes it from a Gemara and Gittin. Presumably, it's where Ram got it from too. Otherwise, why is there Nisr all day long? Can't start Gemara. Garcina Paragai Shaleach is the Tur that Flamet Chesim the days. Beis Mishpachos Hoyu Yerushalayim. Achas Kova Osudos of Erev Shabbos. Viachas Bishabbos. Pirish Mishas, Beis Medrash, Ushtayan Nekru. Both of these families were uprooted. Uprooted. Okay, so that's it's not a good idea to be Koveya Suda on Erev Shabbos. Doesn't say when. Presumably it's the entire day. Says the Magad Mishnah. It says in Al Gemara that it's mutter. Must be. That's an unusual suda, suda shena ragilba. And Al Gemara is referring to a suda, which is ragilba. All right? That's the answer, presumably. Now.
Why is
say Mishta, right? It wasn't even mentioned Mishta because it says Shina Rabba.
So that's the answer. The Pshat in Suda Mishta means and the Rabba Bavim Sochol. But Suda Stam means a plain Suda. That's exactly what you're and a geschmacka. What's geschmacka? Drink. I mean, that's the drink as such. The drinking makes it a geschmacka suda, because that's you're probably going to drink when in conjunction with a geschmacka suda, with an unusual suda. The person doesn't sit down. The assumption over here, you don't drink every single meal. Rabbeisai, those who do, they have a big problem. Bigger problems than we have. But this is how the Magad Mishnah understood Shitas Harambam. And the Magad Mishnah goes further and says, so why is a plain suda aser mincha lamala? Rabbi Yossi is matirin. No, he says, Rabbi Yossi admits that's a problem. That goes back to our rush with our riff. Where did the riff? Where did Ram got it from? The riff. The riff implies that even though we pass the Rabbi Yossi, still it's not the right thing to do. We'll see soon as we go. Notice the expression is different. Those are the Rambam, Rabbi Yossi. The Rambam is right in front of you. Also, likvo asuda umish to me erev Shabbos the whole day. When it comes to erev Shabbos in a plain suda in mincha lamala, doesn't say asur. Yimana adam. Big difference. Rambam to choose his words carefully. That's an iser. Here's talking out of this. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Quote Rabbi Yehuda to the iser gomer from mincha lamala. We don't pass like it. Pass like Rabbi Yossi. But even Rabbi Yossi agrees that the Magad Mishnah is trapped. It's not the right thing to do. It's not right. That's what the Magad Mishnah explains. It's not the right thing to do. It's not an Issur Gomer. By the way, when the Rambam used the expression min ha-mincha ulamala, how would you understand mincha ulamala, Rabbi Yossi? How do you understand it? Hello? Minchatan. But what is unusual about this Rambam? What does our Mishnah say? Samach l'mincha. So the Magad Mishnah says that although the Rambam says min ha-mincha l'mala, believe it or not, he meant samach l'mincha. He meant retention shows. Probably based on the riff, right? Didn't the riff say he can't retention shows? So since the Rambam is presumably taking it from the riff, presumably he means, I guess that's where the Magad Mishnah got it from. I wouldn't have said that way. The truth is, the Rambam is probably based on the Gemara Tzadi Testament Beis. The Gemara distinguishes on Tzadi Testament Beis between Erev Shabbos and Erev Pesach, according to one opinion, that Erev Pesach is Samach L'mincha, and Erev Shabbos is Mincha L'mala. So that's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Rambam, the same thing is true according to Rabbi Yossi. But to be koveya is not the right thing to do. So on Erev Shabbos, it's Amin Amin Cholamah. That's what I would have said. Not like the Riff Semitation shows. That's what I said. Yes, sir.
The Gemara says that if the Mishnahs are going like within Rabbi Yossi, then the Chiddush is that he agrees you have to be masked. The Chiddush is not that it's half an hour earlier.
So the Rambam is not saying it's an Issur Gomer. It's only it's Yimana. You should try to avoid it. Changes his expression. Avoid it from when? Avoid it. The pshuta shel Rambam, mitesha shos u'matza. In Erev Pesach, mitesha shos. Okay. That's the distinction between Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos. Kol de Rabbi Yehuda, mikra v'din. Kol de Rabbi Yossi, this zehirus yimona, also is only min ha-minchas rabbah. Yes, sir. The Gemara is not so happy with that chilek, but the Gemara does suggest, at least according to one, at one stage, and the Rambam seems to adopt it with respect to his limited requirement to abstain from Kvir Suda on Erev Shabbos. Not an Issur Gomer, but it's also not Mitesha Shos, it's only Mincha L'mala. That's what I would have said. Again, I can see the Rambam, the Riff says Mitesha Shos, the Magad Mishnah Mitesha Shos L'mala, but I'm just a plain Jew. Rambam says Min HaMincha L'mala. Doesn't say Samach L'mincha. I'm just commenting. That's also possible that the Rambam denied the whole half hour business. Remember that Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos? You have to look in Hilchos Chametz Matzah. Since you have it in front of you, you have it in Perek Vov. Just turn one page in your Ein Mishpat Amolek, since you're all there. halacha yudbeis. V'chein also lechol erev haPesach mikonam haMincha kim'at k'dei shikonas achilas matzah b'tam. They asked konam haMincha ma'at konam haMincha kim'at a little bit. And the Shabbos, he says, what? Roy Shimonim and HaMincha Ulamal. Didn't say you have to be Makdim Kimah. Okay, but the difference is not even half an hour, called the Rambam. Pashto. So they never mentioned half an hour.
The Gemara always said Samach, and people translate Samach as Kimah, which is a half hour.
Excuse me. Maimonides also know how to translate. And he left out half an hour. So it's very possible that he didn't interpret the way, even though the others did. What did he say? Not half an hour, right? Yeah, sorry, I lost it. Let's look at Pirshim Mishnayis. Okay, I made a mistake. I'm happy to be corrected. I make many mistakes. Pirshim Mishnayis, La Rambam. Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph. What does it say? One second. Samach l'mincha u'shishah merayom yosem ishtey shah sumach tizmanis. More than 2.5 hours. Doesn't say how much long. Right? Doesn't say 3 hours. Again, that's... All right. Let's not get too carried away. The Ravid, Rabbi Osai, the Ravid there in Hilchas Shabbos, Lamed Dal, it's not found on the Mishpat Amor, they don't quote Ravids, okay. Says, there's a prohibition, Rabbi Osai, from Chatzos. The Chatzos Dafka. It's also the Kvoa. What does that mean? My understanding is that the Magen Mishnah and the Rambam, how does he reconcile Gittin and Psochin? Gittin is strict and Psochin is lenient. So how does the Magen Mishnah say? Gittin is a Geshmaka Suda, an unusual Suda, and Psochin is a plain Suda. That's how the Rambam learned, as for Magen Mishnah. The Rambam says, what are you talking about? The Geshmak, not Geshmak. Oh, I got to measure what's Geshmak. The answer is no. We have to make a compromise. That the Pesach is Chatzos. So although the Gemara never gave a straight time, Erev Shabbos, but it stands to reason, says the Ravid. That the morning is the morning, that doesn't count, it's only the afternoon. And that would mean, presumably, that here too, we have to be Machmir and our Sugya from the afternoon. They're not two separate Gemara, it's the same Gemara. Namely, that the first half of the day is Mutar, the second half of the day is also. That's how the Ravid is Mar B'Sholom between the Sugyas. Not the way the Rambam had two different kinds of meals. No, two parts of the day. The first part of the day is Mutter, as per our Gemara. And the second part of the day is Aser, as per the Gemara in Gittin. Why, and it's spelled out, what part of the day it's talking about? It should be fairly obvious. We only want for the afternoon, we're not worried about the morning. I'm just giving the way the Ravid presumably read these two Gemaras. That's how I understood it. Fine. Rabbi Osai, fine. It's like Samach HaMincha Gedol, Chatzos. Now, the Bach, as I told you before, said that the Rambam derived this halacha from the Rif because of the Russian's kasha. The Rosh asks, why are you saying become Ishtesha Shos? Not true! Rabbi Osai's matter till Shkachetechsha. Says the Bach, he understood it to mean, yes, that's to eat and drink. But the Kvoa Suda, Rambam himself says, we just saw it inside in Mishpat HaMoleh. What do you say again? V'mutter lecho v'lishto tzachetachak. It's a Yossi. Why the Rif say that it's only, look at the Rif. So keep one hand here in the Rambam and go one hand in the Rif. In the Rif itself, where the Rif quotes this. Perek Arvei Psochim. At the very beginning. Okay. In our pages. It's page. Nun Vav. End of the page. V'arvei Shabbosos v'arvei Yomim Tovim Hecha de'aschele mikami tesha shos v'im shichle b'sudosei ad ha'kodesh yom. Then pause number 5. What do they mean? It's a whole Suda over here. Not a Geshmaka Suda. A plain Suda. Called that's what the Rambam said. But a Suda. So a suda, says the Rif, you really shouldn't be having a suda after Tesha Shos. Eating and drinking stam is mutter, as the Rambam said. As the Rambam said. That being the case, if it's taken from the Rif, Tesha Shos, the Magen Mishnah is right and I'm wrong. The Rambam said, no, it has to be a little bit somach. I didn't mention half an hour, you never mentioned half an hour, even in Ilchus Pesach. A little bit before, you should have mentioned it. Okay, not so medactic, perhaps. This answers the Rosh's question. Maschilin lechol after 9 hours. But now the Kvoa Suda. And the Gemara Rav Osai says, now Kufam and Aleph. Take a look, Rav Osai. Kufam and Aleph. And that's what the Bahat says. Let's see in the Gemara. I want to show the Gemara. Kufa and Aleph. Go. Kufa and Aleph. The Gemara says, in the Hemshech HaSugya, we're not going to read every word of the Gemara. But the Gemara, in discussing this issue, is the word mesubin. Where's the word mesubin? Later on. Here it is. Hayim mesubin ba'aku, with a small little basis. So mesubin. So mesubin is an issue of, you know, like this. They're on Halayla Zekulon and Mesubin. They're koveya with their couches, with their reclining. That's a whole suda. Then we paskin in that kind of a case, Rav Osai, that lo yafsik, and the Bahag, who was machmir, as it's quoted by the Rosh, Rosh didn't like it at all. What the Bahag say? Me mispilei leinish, the fourth line of page lamed aleph, column one, le miskal besudasa. Oh, so a suda is usur. Usur. He didn't say usur. He never said the word usur. He said lo mispilei leinish miskal, like the Rambam said. Rambam got it from the Bahag. Imona, you shouldn't do it. Not that it's an isur. The absolute isur we don't pass in like on Arab Shabbos and Arab Yom. But still, it's proper. The right thing to do is not to start a meal. That's the Bahag, that's the Rif, that's the Rambam, and the Rosh's Kasha's answer. I have to tell you, to be honest, truth, the Taz is more of a literalist. The Taz here in Reish Mem Tes says, don't give me this, it's an unusual meal, an unusual, what's the difference, usual? Does he drink or doesn't he drink? And drink doesn't not mean Pepsi Cola. Drink means wine. If you drink too much wine, Rav Osai, you get a little problem, a hangover, and you're not going to be kind of Suda Shabbos. That's how the Taz understood it, Kipshut, on a simple level. We'll get to the appetite issue later, as we go. Okay. Let's understand this idea of a Suda Smitzvah by looking at the Bir Halacha here. Where's the Bir Halacha? Here? Baruch Hashem? It's all here? Ayin bir agro, fascinating. Shekos of him iris kvar. If you already got, you already became betrothed. I mean, so it's not really relevant to us in terms of we don't have betrothed as an independent thing. But just to get the picture, mutter. When arminim peragimah de psachim, ein kavana de iris miyesmo. The halo bezeb avari oser oser ayishami. Both as ein shemrayim peragimah de psachim kavana oser. The kevan shuk for iris. He betrothed his wife on Friday. Who asked you? Why'd you do it? Wait till Motzei Shabbos. Uve emes lechora koshet mo'od Yerushalmi matan behedra. Yolid agro kivin b'mashe kosam shekva ires letarat kushus ha'mogon avrom. Hiksha. Da Yerushalmi she'osir lasos sudas eres in Berem Shabbos. What's Yerushalmi say? Also, the Ores Berem Shabbos. Hadodi Itmar, Sura Seris. Avala Ores Mutter. I'm a Shmuel. I feel a bit tishabah mutalares. Why? Famous Gemara. Shalom, Hashem, you can menu acher. Yeah, I gotta finish the deal. So, sir, I'm Mishnah, the Pesachim. The Muchach, the Mutalasa, Sula Saracen. I feel a bear of Pesach. That's the case in the Mishnah, the third parak. He's on the way to a Sula Saracen. He remembers he has Chometz. The Koshkin, bear of Shabbos. Mashatirates, the Kavanah, say, Rishon, Bedaka, Kshiris, Miesmo. I'm Kshiris, bear of Shabbos, Mutalasa, Oz Gamasuda, who Dachak, my old Rishami. This is what he means. Uhu, the Dasi Rishami. Dimbal the Fanenu Lisho Bierv Shabbos. Im la Aris Alo, Lo Mekilinale, Bazet. Mekvoda Shabbos, wait till Motzi Shabbos. Dahina Mishim the Sulish in style asses Akakach Bosayom. Imloshius Ratsa Behedrish told us the Sula Bosayom, Oz Mekilinale, Leors. That's the Rishami. Avlimbola Fanenu Lisho, Im Lasso Sula Bosayom, Akasha Kvari race. Marina Leila Hakil, Davisudis Mitzvah. That's the Mishnah Paragim of the Psachim. That's the Rishalim Mitchila. Avlafimad the Masik Shmuel Achakach. Afilu Tishabab Mutum, Mesham Yatkan Acher. Memelu Adin, Tafilu Yarishavas Mutu Lachatchila Bechogavni. O Memelu Mutter Achakach Lasso Suda Gamkein. It's going to be Mutter Abos according to this opinion. Shemi Kadmenoach. Fascinating. Okay, let's understand, Rabosai, what about a Sudas Mitzvah that has a specific time? Not that you decide when to get engaged or to betroth. It's a specific time. What happens over there? Take a look over here in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, Rabosai, can be found Sifkaton Yud. One second. Off. Why is it not? Which way is up? Ah, you give. You give. Mutter. By Bris Mila, says the Shulchan Aruch. Why Bris Mila? Where is it? Well, no, I want to go on this one. Usuda shes manner of Shabbos no bris mila opinion aben mutter kain nira liv chenaminik poshut Mishnah Berurah Gimel tu gam kain suda mitzvah ve'ein letchosim nei suda Shabbos u'mikom akom lachatchila mitzvah lakdima v'shachris mishun kvot Shabbos kwa shemavur v'simen tarf reish tzadi heisev beis in the suda's Purim. It's mamash other Purim. If Purim goes out on Friday, what are you supposed to do? When you have the Suda? In the morning, it says in Ramah. But the Evid, you can make an afternoon. But the Chatzchila in the morning. But the Evid, you make an afternoon. I'm very unhappy with the minig. And some people, they have a minig of, they make a late Friday afternoon, and the Poyrus, Mapa, and Makadish. That's not the Chatzchila. Just look, read what it says over here.
Who's the start before? Is the start before?
Over the Evid, Yochel HaSol. Oh, start in the morning? Go to, oh. 6 hours Suda.
No, they start before. Oh, okay.
6 hours Suda. People can do it. 6 hours Suda. But I'm not recommending that either. Rabbosai. It's the limit to everything. Even the many different Torah you're going to throw in.
But then for sure, why is it's a problem to plan Lechatchila to be first not because
yes.
Before Minchagdon. I mean, it's not just before Minchagdon? After Chatzos.
It's a good question. Why did the Ramah say in Hilchos Purim to start before Chatzos? He passed like the Ravid? Should have said, start before Mincha Ketana. There was some water fence, that's what the Ramah really meant. That's what he said. Not only that, there's another Ramah. The Ramah says, you may have seen it in the Marma Kamas, I asked you to see. The Ramah in Hilchos Sukkos says he shouldn't eat on Sukkos from Chatzos. I mean, me tagim is okay, but really, a serious achila. Why? Like erev Pesach, all the mafreshim say, but erev Pesach, you have your Mishnah Berurahs. Open your Mishnah Berurahs. Yeah, this you have. I have a split screen, but I don't have a triple screen. So look at the And he'll just, you do? No. The high tech is too much for me. I've always said, split screen is enough. I'm beginning to get the hang of split screen. So he starts to split for three. I'm going to lose it. In Siman Tov, I and Aleph. The Mechaba passes the Din of Agamara. Also, Lechol pass Misha Asiris, Ulamala. Hishiyochol Matzal Teyavim. We discussed this earlier last week. Avalochem at Paris and Yerokos. Lemal Kreisavim. We discussed this yesterday. Mamishle. I mentioned yesterday a little bit again. Okay. Beis. The Kodem Shah Asiris, Mudalechol Matzal Shira. It's the famous talk about Tosis. Okay. So now, Mishah Asiris, what's the problem? Despite that amazing, the Ramah and Hilchos Sukkos, Tarfresh Lamates, the Kesiv Beis, there should be Machmir from Chatzos. How can that be? How can Erev Sukkos be more Chomer than Erev Pesach? The thoughts in Erev Pesach. It's a great question. Somebody doesn't mean it again. But I'll tell you the answer, somebody gave this answer. Erev Pesach, we can be Mekel until 3 o'clock. You know why? What can you eat already? What can you eat? You can't have chametz. You can't have matzah. So you're limited. Since you're limited, even if you have matzah shira, we don't even have matzah shira. It's a limit to what you can eat. So therefore, we can be mekel as din of the Gemara until the beginning of the tenth hour. But erev sukkis, and who had Purim become a chometz? You can eat a ton. You can keep eating it. There's no limit what you can eat, right? Because you have all the designers you want. With what we can have chalas and endless food. So therefore, they were machmer more for those 2 days, Erev Sukkos and Purim. They were machmer already from Chatzos. Chokyak to the terrace. Thank you. I knew somewhere. Someone said the terrace. Chokyak. Good. So I have the chokyak. I'll open it up later. I'll believe that. Remind me later. Thank you. In any event, or both sides, in any event, this is something which is significant.
Why is it a problem to the parts not on the fetch of Aphila? Because then you're saying that's goofa going to be this in the Shabbos. So it's the problem. It's going to be half to the Shabbos and half
to the Shabbos. Yeah, but by the time Shabbos rolls in, you already had a...
But it's going to be a Chalos Shabbos to the Shabbos. You're going to be Mu'uneg on Shabbos. So what's the big deal?
Mu'uneg on Shabbos. So if you're right, you don't have to eat on Shabbos. Just eat before Shabbos. You're Mu'uneg on Shabbos.
So we have to...
You want the Maisa Oneg on Shabbos.
We have to have the part of the Suda. So part of the Suda. It's going to be the same like starting...
We'll get... Okay. Early Shabbos.
If you hold your part of the Suda, be Mamish on...
Okay, we'll get to that. Good. So you're making a good point. We'll try to give an answer based on our Tosis. We'll get to it soon. But now we come to what I spoke about a little bit yesterday in the Bir Halacha. Look at this stuff. Where am I now? Am I here? Get down here. Excuse me, I'm not. My mouse abilities are still limited. I'm getting the hang slowly. Oh, click. Good. Bir Kayose. Hashan, what did I do? Shaych. Mishnah Berurah, I'm the one who be our luck. We had it before.
Below.
Not sure what below is, what's below. Birak, Rah. Where do I go? Up or down?
Down.
This is go down?
Yeah.
Be our luck. Hold on. Pure Alocha, one second. Pure Alocha. I'm going the wrong way. Slowly. Be patient. I'm almost there. Huh. Mutter. I am going to Ram Shehi Mishem Alavush. This is an amazing psalm. V'yim Evshel Lekayim Shteyen Mutter. V'yim Lav Tidoche Sudas Shabbos. Better have a Sudas Bris and no Sudas Shabbos. This rubs me so much the wrong way. Ratzalama. V'lo yuchal lekayim b'lai leklal v'nei achil legasa. Afil hoche eno lochesh lezeh. Why? Kevin shu osek ata besudis mitzvah. V'yikayim lemochor agim osudis. Look at Reish Ayin Dalet. Look at that. V'chein bir ha-prima gadim kavanoso. Says the Brish Berlocha, mikom oledina, yesh laim is a tuva. T'lo sudis Shabbos b'lai lehi chova. Mitzad adin. Kvod laila. We discussed this yesterday. You can just push away to have three by day. It's not so simple. Mashek and Sunnis Bris Mila Pradina Ben. Any other mitzvah of the Avalok Yuva Klal.
You have to make
Kiddush. Awesome. Fim K. In Mishayah Shayadei Achiloso. Where am I? Is. Where is it? That's all. No reference to Shulchan Aruch. What was he matter? Am I dezeh lo tiach ilosa b'layla l'teyomo? I will kopone lo yizbata mi amitzu l'gamri. Mashenkein. Am I dezeh? Yiyeh b'layla achila gasa? Lo nechsha achila klal? Mistabra de yeshlo demnoa mi lechol harbe kadesh lo yovel ezeh. And he found somebody else says it like him. That's what I thought. That's what I thought of also. Okay. Ad kan, the first half of this bialach. Now I come to another amazing discussion. Yes, sir.
If this shita to be dochas to the Shabbos, I was thinking maybe it's based on Rabbeinu David that you'll be putter.
Yeah, it's based on Rabbeinu David. Maskin.
But even if it would be based on, even if that's what he's working at, it still doesn't work out well because you're being machnas yourself with the situation.
Right. It's a matter of weighing the options, Rabbi Ozai. Suda's, you know, Rabbi Ozai, I was at a bris yesterday and I ate and I suda by the bris. You know, but so what? It's not the same as suda Shabbos. We all know that suda Shabbos is more important than suda's bris. I mean, we know it in our bones.
Well,
it
used to be suda bris was bigger. It wasn't just bagels and
when I say bigger, I don't mean bigger in terms of how much they serve. More important, the halachic value system.
But that, maybe that's just a result of the way Sudas Bris is presented nowadays. Could be that Sudas Bris in your country
maybe. Let's now turn our attention to the next part of this. This is halacha lemaisa mamash. Kosev adak emoshe b'shem rozeruah. Mitzvah lechol sudas shabbos atayom. Umeach adik rasudahu lechem. L'chein osu lechol grimzel. What's grimzel? Grimzel. Does that make it sound a little different? Chremzlach, have you heard it? No one speaks Yiddish here? Nobody. Okay, we'll get to it. What's a chremzel?
There are two versions. One is with the ground matzah, and one is with ground cooked potatoes.
Okay, we're talking about from matzah. It's like a knedel. Like a knedel. They're mentioned in the same breath. I'll show you where. Patience. B'Shabbos, Kodem Asuda, Shudashuv lo yuchal lechol ikir Asuda Shabbos atayavo. So writes Yor Zeruah. They used to have a minute, they made Kiddush, then they have a Chremzlach. No, he says. No. You fill up on the Chremzlach, we'll call it Knedlach just to make it easy. Everyone knows what Knedlach are? Matzah balls. So we'll call it that, even though it might be identical. So, but then by the time you get to wash, now you're not hungry anymore. Hadak emoshe cholikolo. Do anan kaimolo, do ochel, vaholech, afilim, and amin cholimalo, ad shetechshach. Imken shmamino, do lo chayshinon, liteyovo. We don't care about liteyovo. Whoa, what a machlokes over here. What a machlokes. The Rambam said, we don't care about Tayyavah. Said the Maharam, what are you kidding? I'm on a Ram Chiskim in my Azaruah. The Nei, the Kaimelon Karabiosi, the Mutalecha Lachar Amincha. Flo Kaimelon Karabiu, the Sphere de Osalecha, the Lishtos Men Amincha, the Magna, she got the Shabbos with Tablecha, yeah. Hurak Mishum, the Ein Lahach Mir Ola Mibod Yom, Mishum Chashash Le Tayyavah. Avok Shegiaz Mansur Shabbos, Gam Rabbi Yossi Moda the mitzvah lechol the te'avon. Rabosai, a fundamental dispute. What's pshat Rabbi Yossi? Why did he deny Rabbi Yehuda? Is the pshat he doesn't care about the te'avon? Or is the pshat that you may have te'avon, I'm not so worried about it. But for Mivatl Tayovan, for sure Rabbi Yossi agrees he shouldn't do it. How do you learn pshat? You learn the Gemara. How do you learn pshat Rabbi Yossi? Did you learn Rabbi Yossi held you don't care about te'avon? Or Rabbi Yossi says, have a meal late afternoon, you'll probably already have te'avon, don't have to worry about it. No, how do you learn? There was one phrase in the rush that I emphasized. Did you pay attention? What was that phrase? How do you interpret that? What do you mean, lochash l'teyavon? He doesn't care about the teyavon? Or he's not worried that you won't reach teyavon? How do you learn? How do you translate the words?
You won't worry that it's
going to come to you. You're not worried it's going to be shalat l'teyavon, or he doesn't care about shalat l'teyavon? Read the words again. Where's that phrase? Where's the phrase? It was on page Lamed Aleph, column 1, right? Here it is. Alpha, it's the sixth line after the first indent. The Alpha got the Shara Yosel Aslo Chayashli Konet Shutoiv. What does that mean? Lo Chayashli Konet Shutoiv. What do the words mean? Lo Chayash means you don't care if he's toy or he's not toy. Or Lo Chayash means it probably will be toy by the time he gets around the eating. Well, how'd you learn? That's the machlok, it seems to be, between the Mogan Avraham and the Ramah. Ramah says, I don't care if he's not toiv. Who cares? Who cares? Have all the chrems look you want. He won't be talking too bad. Where's the Mogan? I said, what are you joking? That's not Pshat Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi learns you have to be toiv, just that he's not, if you're eating early enough. So even though it's late afternoon, you'll be toiv, but not if you, yes?
Pashas in the Rosh seems to be that he's not concerned with it at all.
Not concerned at all. That would be the sheet of the Ramah. Okay, if that's what the Ramah means. Okay, again, I'm not completely clear what he meant. Not completely clear what he meant. Not clear. That's the question. What I just told you now about this is a matter of Metzius, is the Shita of the Machtis Hashem. But it could also be Alpi Din. Listen carefully. Again, Rabosai. According to the Daki Moshe, we don't care. And according to the Mogan Avraham, we do care, but we're not concerned. Why are we not concerned? By Chremzlach, we're concerned. Why are we concerned over here? And we read the Lashon of the Machtis HaShekel in Simon Reish Mem Tes, end of Sivkot and Hey. I read you his words. Listen carefully. Nay, the biyom achar mincha mutlid dan lechol. We pass like Rabbi Yossi. I mean, read the words. Machshav, not one of your parsha. Hayne mishul. Listen to the words. The emshad the mikol makom yochal b'shabbos the te'avon. Ola hashkid rabono. It's a few hours later. Masha ein came b'layla kodem masuda. Yesh lomar the gamadi dan asur. It's a matter of mitzvahs. Tana machta shekel learns. If you want to be a lamdan, Rabosai, a lamdan, I was trying to talk before a little like a lamdan, you can say, not about the Matthias, Alpi Din. Do you have to worry about Te'avon? Yes, worry about Te'avon. But you only have to worry about it on Shabbos. You know, you have to worry on Friday about what's going to be your Te'avon on Shabbos. That's what you're not required to do. That's a lamdish way to approach. That's not the Machsa Shekel's way. It's a lamdish way. A lamdish way. Fine. But then comes a very important citation. We have to open the Gemara for this. In the Bialach. Very important. Top line here on the split screen. Where am I? Ayin tosis psochim saditesim idbeis. Shu neged svarazu. An honest man. What I'm saying is against tosis. The bevade yezor beze ayin shom. What's this all about? Where? You saw the Tosfos? We read the Tosfos ourselves in Shia? Let's open our Rabbos to the Tosfos. Tzadi, Tesem, and Beis. Samuch. Come. Samuch, the Mincha. Frek Tosfos. V'yim Toma. Ho'oma b'chol shor. B'tzekel shel nochim emalei odom kreis mehem uvavachol chazas mazav achrona. V'hocha osa lechol afilu mebod yom. Hey! Kavachomer! They can even eat on Shabbos. He can even eat, may not eat in Erev Shabbos. It's backwards. Yesh Loma. The Ba'osa Suda Adam Nizar Vena Ochel Kol Sovo Kadesh Yochel Matzal Tayovo. In that very minute, we be more careful. Ali Bod Yom Ein Adam Nizar V'yochel Kol Sovo V'sova Shalal Yisave. So what's he saying? In that meal itself, you'll be careful. But earlier, you won't be careful. Oh, Rabosai! Back to the Chremzlach! You can argue it's part of the same meal. You make Kiddush, you have Chremzlach, and you're right to wash. It's the same meal. That's why it's mutter. So what are you hacking? Says the Mishnah, a cryptic line. What do you say, Aloshin? Kama poskim, mashmed lo svirli mekito. Can you show me one? Who are these Kama poskim, pray tell? Who are these Kama poskim? You have to the old Zohar, the Mishnah Berurah. Anyone have the old Zohar, the Mishnah Berurah? They may tell you. Not the super fancy. There's the plain. You know, they have all the Ma'am HaKomas. They may not tell you over here. Usually all they do is they tell you the Ma'am HaKomas. When he quotes a name, they'll tell you where it is. If he doesn't quote any name, I've seen that they'll tell you. So, I don't know. Who's Kama poskim? So I'm curious. If you can look in the library somewhere there, or maybe someone has it downstairs. The old, the soils. The new ones have 30 volumes in them when they finish up. This one has only 6 volumes. It just tells you where everything is. You find it. I'm just curious if he says anything about these words, Kama poskim.
Who is it wrong?
Huh?
Maybe they're in the same school.
I don't know what it means. I did find Rabosai the Meiri. Quote. The Meiri on Adha. The Meiri says, Rabosai, that. Oh, before we get to the Meiri. How do you read this Tosfos? Very tricky. Back at Tosfos. What does Tosfos say? Chazar again. Number one, they say, in that Suda, you'll be careful. In the other Suda, you're not going to be careful. And then it says, V'adarabba, Yia Savea Yoser, Ki Yisborach HaMachol B'meyov. What is that? So I want to tell you, Rabosai, that in the Mordechai in the back, he has a full running commentary on our parrot, which is called Tosfos and Aripsah. Now let's take a look there. You see sometimes there are things there which are not found directly in our Tosfos. You have to know where to find this stuff. Tosfos and Aripsah is found on page Chav Beis in our print. That's where it starts. And he goes through it. He goes through the whole parrot. Let's read that way and quote it over here. It's on page Chav Beis, column 1, the last 5 lines, 6 lines. Those are the old Mordechais. You find? It says in big bold print. Tosfos Me'arav Yipsachim. Can you find that? Lama Zayin Amid Beis. Tosfos Me'arav Yipsachim. See, the problem, there are no numbers over here. You just have numbers. There are no numbers. So it's the second. It's a few lines in. After the son of the Mincha, a few lines after that. Frek to Mordechai and Tosfos. Armina the Kaman Kuf Yates Hasufkinin Vadumshinin Vaskritin Adam Memale Kreisa Mehem Uvavach Yochas As Mazabach Rona Almaloch Hashinan Kedeshom Hasla Tayama. Now, why the Mordechai brought the Kasha from Sufkinin, not from Betekis? It's a discussion I'm going to postpone, I'm afraid, till we get to the end of the Besecht. If I get to it now, I'll never get out. Yesh Loma. Tohosa Maya Ba'osa Suda Atzva. The Ba'osa Suda Lek Achila Gasa. He's a whole new pshat. Not because he'll be careful. Look at his pshat. The Fisha B'nei Me'ayim Psuchim L'Achila. Your stomach is open. You can always take more. Avalhocha B'suda Acheres Asur. A different var, Ba'osa. A different word. And this word, by the way, is true in reality. People who tell you to go on a diet, eat too much. I don't know if anyone in this room was included in that category. But the doctors say if you lose weight, it's healthy. You know what they say? Just don't eat so fast. They say eat and then wait. Because if you wait a while, the food gets into your stomach. I don't know the science behind it. And it gives a signal you're full. But what if you keep eating, there's never that full signal. That's Tosis. The Mordechai said. What did Mordechai say? The B'nei me'ayim psuchim la'achila. Once it's open. You can keep putting it more and more and more and more and more and more and more. And if you look at the bottom, in the Kovas Mefarshim, Osei, Tosfos give a different reason, Odom Nizar, right? And then they said, V'adir Abayir Soveh Yosef, that's like Teirat HaSefer. That to be Soveh Yosef is Baruch B'Mevah, that takes time. That takes time. And when Tosfos later on, B'Shtiyah, he actually Zohar, that's called if you Teirat HaRishon. And when Tosfos says, Ben Rishon L'Sheni, Diek, Diek, Agarit, etc., what's it called in the second terrace? And the Sefer means the Mordechai only called it the second terrace. Birei Haram, Haram is Arbot Chai Benet. Plain Shad Nemoch. So there are two different svaras which are being floated over here. Back to the Miri. What did Miri say about that? No! Don't bring me any riots from these Gemaras about Dufshinin or about Sekel Shanachrim. The guy only has one Kazayas and Shmura Matzah. One! As we shall see much later in the Perek, it's an Indian of eating ala sova, afikoman. They had no choice but to be matim to eat the other stuff earlier, so you can have Kazayas Matzah Bachon ala sova. And even though he can't do Teyovah, he can't have both, he only has one Kazayas. But for anybody else in the Miri, who has many kazeisim of matzah shmura, he's not allowed to do this. He must have the first kazeis to be matzah shmura, because it's one day of matzah shmura the tayogun, not the matzah shmura ala sova. The cases later on that are quoted by the Mordechai and by Tosfos, Seikas and Sufkinin, he only had one kazeis. What did he do? So they preferred him fulfilling the kazeis ala sova. Not having the Kazayas of Tayyom. That's a big question, which is more important. We can't go into that right now. But that's the case. But the typical Jew has plenty of Kazayasim floating around. He has no right. He has to make sure that the first Kazayas is B'Tayyom. That may be, I don't think the Mishnah meant the Miri, Kama Poskim, but those who will argue on Tosfos presumably will have to give a shot of the Miri. Before we close the book on this, I want to tell you that it's very possible. I mean, this happens to me. I have a big problem. In my shul, we don't have a Kiddush every Shabbos. Not one of those Kishka shul, as they call it. Oh, they're eating. No. I believe in eating at home. Not the eating shul. However, we often have a Sudas Hodoya. A Sudas Hodoya has many variations. A baby girl is born. Kiddush, Bar Mitzvah, Kiddush, Ofruf, Kiddush. Those are the big three, right? Three life cycle events. Birth of a girl, Bar Mitzvah of a boy, and an Ofruf of a boy. 2-1. But the girl gets first dibs. She gets one upon birth. So yeah. Baruch Hashem. So when these sudas take place, I always make sure to try to partake. Sudas Hodaya, Sudas Mitzvah. But the problem becomes, you have to have at least a kazayas of cake or cookies, because you have to finish the welcome suda. We spoke about this a long time ago. And then maybe I'm not going to be so hungry when I come to wash a little bit later. That's the question. So Rav Osai, it's an interesting question which we spoke about many months ago that comes up again over here. Can a person fulfill Sudas Shabbos with Pas Habo Bekista? We had it.
Why not?
Oh, why not? Exactly.
I mean, assuming he's
going to
Suda.
No. He's called Vesur and he washes and benches for sure, as Yotze. Don't have that much. I just have either 3-4 kebetzim or the amount he eat for breakfast for supper every day. We discussed this already a while ago. Don't have that much.
If you're not kovei asuda, so then I mean, how would be different? I mean, shal shudas we have they're different deos whether you can be yotzei with mezonos or not. But why would this be? Those kulas don't apply to the other sudos.
Good. I'm reading the Matzah Shekel Simen Reish Ayin Dalet. Yeah?
I was going to ask if this has anything to do with the Shilta Gibor himself.
Maybe. As much more to do with what we spoke about a while ago, if you remember, about the status of Pasa Baba Kisna. Is it considered Pasa? Not considered Pasa. Remember that one? The Matzah Chinuch wasn't that long ago. Right? The beginning of this month. The Matzah Chinuch, the Stipler. Stapel and Brochus talk about this very shayla. So I read you the Matzah Shek. Mashmos, Mogan Avram, Gampas, Abba, Bekistin, you can be also Lecha Mishnah. Okay? Yotze. What about if you didn't have a Kviya Suda? Long discussion over here. Sounds like he's saying one second. So some say that if you're not going to be Kovei Suda on it, then it doesn't count for the Suda's Shabbos, and some disagree. You know, that goes back. That's where it's discussed over here, and among other places in Matzah Shekel Simen Reish Ayin Dalet. So if you hold it, it's Yotze. The Stipler suggested that. Then it's a big deal. I had 3 cookies, which is the Kazayas of Pas Kisim. Yotze right away with Suda Shabbos. Before I had the cookie, I was starving. All I had was a cup of wine. Grape juice that you just served me there. I'm just being mitzarefed as another svara in this context.
Why don't you wash the kish?
I'm sorry?
Why don't you just wash the kish?
I go home to wash. Shalom bayis adam. Okay. That's number one. But what about a gremzel? Why is anything about a gremzel? So I look, I'm giving you a maramokim, Rabosai, in Mishnah Berurah, Siman Kuf Samach Ches, Sif Katan Nun Tes. Okay, I brought my Mishnah Berurah. What do I Mishnah Berurah in today? First, let me read you before, just as an aside from the 2 I quoted you earlier. I like to read it inside. I quoted you a Mishnah Berurah, first in Luchos Sukkos. I said, Tafre Shlamet Tes, Sif. Gimel, v'lo yochel b'yom echatzos ve'elech l'shiyochel b'sukkah l'tayavon. Doing with achilas matzah. The question becomes, but achilas matzah is only minchat tana. So the Chof Yaakov has said before that you're more afraid than eat too much on erev sukkahs. And Hilchos Purim, we quoted before, tough phrase tzadi hey. There it says, b'yom shishi yasu asuda b'shachris mishum kvod Shabbos. Poshut Pshat Ramah is B'Shachris. That's a literal translation. So we take the translation literally. Shachris is Shachris is Shachris. Konum Chatzal Sayom L'Chadchila. Yad Ephraim quotes the Ma'aril. I believe he suggests that doesn't mean that it can be any time it's one minchat katan. But that's not the Poshut Pshat. But the Chok Yaakov is B'Yush. Okay, just wanted to let you know, this is I also brought Chelek Beis for this reason. Tov Kuf Samaches, excuse me, Kuf Samaches, I'm sorry, Sivkotan Nun Tes. Listen to the words. What happened? The person took matzah meal and then he put them together which we call Kneilach or Chremzlach. Chremzlach is the Grimzel, which the, or as the rule spoke about it, switch from a gimel to a ches, you find these things on a regular basis. Says the Mishnah Brura that the halacha is, it's considered to be cooked, it's bar min mezonos, vafilu im ochal harbe. So chremzlach are not possible to kiss them. Get 10 tons of chremzlach, you still won't wash the bench. That's why it's a problem. But for us, if we have cookies, which is past kisnin, so that could be the soonest shower's bechlal. It's another tziruf I wanted to bring to your attention. Okay. But now, Rabosai, halacha lamaisa, you have all our hilchos Pesach. Open up to Tov, Kuf, Chof, Tes. Sif Aleph, in the Ramah. Tov, Kuf, Chof, Tes, Sif Aleph, in the Ramah. Ramah says, "V'also lechem and aminchem l'malah be'av yontes k'mo b'shabbos." What do I mean, "also lechem"? Mutal lechem. It means in the same way it's also in erev Shabbos, right? Take a look over here in Sukkot Nei Mishnah Berurah. Ha'lishna lav dafka. It's quoting from the Eliyarava, right? The gamber of Shabbos ain't no iser. Ale mitzvah limon abe k'vosu lebiteshos l'malah uchanar esh v'em tesayin shalom. It just came from there. Why? I feel him shachach al over blokim sudashlishes, called his man in Chaktano, Yochel le kaim achakach. Ach oz, mitzvah le chatchila li zoyer, she yochel rach ma'atpas, kadeh she yochel balayla le tayom. Guadin kshachal yomtav rishon b'shabes, shayach ole le drama chutzart. Because yomtav sheni is also yomtav. Oh, it's unbelievable. So if Sunday is a Yontif, well, the Sunday is the first day Yontif, which can happen on Pesach, can happen on Shavuos, right? Those could both be first day Yontif. Or if it's a two-day Yontif, that could happen on Pesach, first day, could happen on Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Shmini Atzeres, it's much more common. In both cases, says the Mishnah Brura, the proper thing to do is to make your Shalosh Shudos earlier. Why? Look in Sharatzian Sivkoton Yud. What's Ma'atpas? What's Ma'atpas? Hai Ma'atsa Shekel Yosef Ikebeitza Pas. Woohoo! That's not so Ma'at. Yosef Ikebeitza. Hey, that's not so Ma'at. Shahayin Shushir Shalosudish Kudiel Reish Sim and Reish Sariyal. That's not Mikir Adin, but okay, Lachat Filim. Okay, be'emes u yochel lechol Yosef. Ach shelo yeshir kviya suda. What's kviya suda? Da hainu kiri yulusa b'chol. The maril holds b'di'evin. Kishe shochach la'as a suda shlisht mikodem. Ahani. This one. Ahani poskin de pligi al bahag. We just spoke about. V'savid l'rab Yossi. Who are the Nami the Maschil and Ein Shom? The Bahag. But the Ramos says no Ma'atpas. He's worried about the Bahag. Hold his argument, the Rosh argument the Bahag. And we're worried about the Bahag. So that Bahag, I told you, we read the Bahag, we thought the Rosh made nothing of it. But we are, in a pinch, maybe you can rely upon that. But Mika Radim should try to follow the Bahag, he says. Says the Sharatzin in Sitkot and Tess, Ulechatchila Tov Yosef, She Yochel Kodem Zman Milcha Ktana, Shoz Yuchal Lecho V'Lekbo Asudas Kama Shirtze. It's hard to do. I'll tell you why it's hard. You know what it's hard to do? One simple reason. Two simple reasons. One, if it's yontif, especially if it's yontif, it's the most common case where yontif is Shabbos and Sunday. Oh, yontif took a meal, a ton. We know we're not hungry for shalosh shudas before minchat tana. Number two, hashena mishubachas. That goes for his nap after he finishes his big meal on Shabbos shulchan b'yontif. He's not gonna get up in time. I'm speaking for myself. I got up in time for minchat tana. So the two problems with filling this, you're A, not hungry, and B, you're not gonna get up in time. So I don't think the minig olam is to be so machmir about this. I don't think so. As a matter of fact, if you take a look over here in the Bir Halacha, the Erev Yom Tov, I'm not gonna rub shekotzed uadin be Yom Tov rishon yeshnim noa mitzvah suda mitenshos l'mala jayin Yom Tov sheni. And the Pesuk quote, he quotes it himself. Why? You can't have Yom Tov Rishon Shavuos and Shabbos. Isn't that what he just said? If you look inside, did he just say that you can have Yom Tov Rishon Shavuos and Shabbos? That's what I thought he said. It's impossible. Can't happen. But in any event, okay, so without Shavuos, Pesach itself, they move the clock, right? Before Pesach all the time. So Pesach, you know, yeah. And remember, Pesach especially, you're not going to eat until midnight. Shulchan Aruch is midnight. Even the matzah is so late. So Yom Tov Sheni, you're machmir. Here's even the biggest problem. The biggest problem is an Erev Pesach. Why? Because if it's all other Yomim Tovim, you have Rosh Hashanah, you have Sukkot, you have Shmini Atzeres fall on Shabbos, or Shvi'ish Pesach falls out on Shabbos, it's a big deal. It's only the Chatchila Degadin, not yet after Tesha shows. But Pesach before the Seder, it's an Iker Adin, and the problem is going to become: what do you do if the first day Pesach is on Shabbos? That's the place we should be most machmir, to try to have the Shalosh Shudas before Mincha Gedol. You understand what I'm saying? Before Samach Mincha Tana. Because that's maybe an Iker Adin. Nonetheless, the Be'alacha's question about Yom Tov Rishon versus Yom Tov Sheni may still be certainly a relevant consideration. If he's saying that Shavuos is on Shabbos, I don't think that's possible, unless I'm reading it wrong. Do me a favor, Rabbi, so look it up yourself. Very important, Be'alacha. But Erev, if you have it right in front of you, and this is the very end of your, the last page, Mamish, of this kind of Mishnah Berurah. Okay, everyone with me so far? Fine. Sif Gimel, in Reish Mentes. What does it say? Derech Anshe Maiselis Anos Bechol Erev Shabbos. What? To fast? Without a fast on Friday? Is that true? Where's Mr. Brewer? Not a fast on Friday? Yudches, Lasanes, Kadesh, you to Avim Lechel Belila. I am Bachel Mogan of Ramashach, Honashivu, Eskimu, the only son of Spare of Shabbos. So shall you connais the Shabbos Shumaune? What's going on over here? So the source, of course, is in the Torah, as always. And the Torah quotes the Gemara, Besach the Eirimin, on that man. Says as follows: the Torah is v'yerosh haderach anchei ma'isel is anas kol hayom erev daf mem b'nei be'rav the yasi b'tanisa b'malis shabsa should be mashlim or not mashlim and we pass the misana mashlim im yirtze lo havik im misana b'shabbos v'kev and shiachol ha'ashlim im yirtze v'kibol etc. It's a good idea. He says. So says the Tur. So says the Tur. But many other poskim disagree. Many poskim say it's not right. You shouldn't do it. You shouldn't be mashlim. No. No. Should be kabbal Shabbos. You shouldn't be mashlim the fast at all. It's not a good idea to go into Shabbos kishahu meunah. Where does that phrase come from? It's just called Mishnah Berurah. Right? I'm reading you the Beis Yosef, quoting from a Mordechai Neirib. Miutov shalola hashim shal yikonis the Shabbos kshumahune. Not a good idea to come at the Shabbos when you're literally fasting. It's considered almost like you're fasting on Shabbos. That's the famous part of the Or Sameach. Or Sameach says, the Beis Yosef quotes a wild idea, that if Asara B'Temes would come out on Shabbos, should fast. Where do you get it from? So it's Or Sameach. You know why? We pass in Misano Mashlim. So when Asara B'Temes comes out on Friday, which it often does, so you're fasting on Shabbos. What do you mean? When Shabbos enters. So if you fast when Shabbos enters, you can fast when Shabbos exits too. You eat at night and fast by day. That's also mad skittish. In any event, these are some of the halachas which pertain to this important halach. I want to now, we only have about 7 minutes to go back to the very beginning of the Perek of Tosfos. We skipped over it before. Mamash skipped it, but it's important. The first Tosfos in the Perek. What's the name of our Perek? What's the name of our Perek? Machlokes. Even the name of the Perek is Machlokes. On top it says Arvei Psochem. Big letters. It's every dot. Arvei Psochem. What does it say in the first Mishnah? Erev Psochem. It says Tosfos. Erev Psochem. You guys seen an Arvei Micha. Right? That's generic. Arvei Psochem. The eaves of every Pesach. You guys seen an Erev. Ochi Kama. Erev Sheshochtu Bal Psochem. Nu. Inami Erev Pesach Rishon V'Sheni. Whoa. The restrictions of Pesach Rishon apply on Pesach Sheni. That's what it says in Tosfos. Is it really true? Take a look, Rav Osai, in the back, in the Kovetz Mefarshim. We quote on here on our daf from Rav Loza Moshe Horowitz. Take a look. It's in page Mem Zion in our print, column 3, the first new paragraph, top of the page. Ratzalomar, Erev Echad Mishnei HaPsachim. Not both. If you mark the Korban Pesach and Pesach Rishon, so you have to stop eating Pesach Rishon in the afternoon. If you mark a Pesach Sheni, because you want Tamim Derech HaKoko, then Pesach Sheni. Zeh rak l'tama de mishum pisa. That's the Gemara of Kuzayin. Still haven't gotten there yet. Avol l'tama de mishum matzah, Rabosai. Oser l'tome bebeiz apsochim. Why?
Because he has to eat matzah.
Both times.
Even if he doesn't eat
the pesach, he's still eating matzah. You have to eat matzah. Even like Kuzman has there. You have to eat matzah second time with the famous pasuk. Al matzah sumrom yochlu pesach sheni pashas balosra avolatam pesach lo domi lizman hazeh. I think we saw this yesterday, right? The kasva tosa the kamat kuf zayin the osu mishum dava shenesa b'minyan. Didn't Tosa say that even today? Am I correct or not correct? Did I show it yesterday? We didn't see it in shir. I thought I showed it yesterday in shir. Keep one hand here and one hand in Tosa's kuf zayin. I thought I showed it to you, but maybe I made a mistake. Umasha Pirish Rashbama. I thought we did it yesterday. Tosas Dilma towards the end. The Naka Mata Mishim de Shaikh Afil was Manazer. Like a Pesach Lo Nehiro. Tafilu Havi Taima Mishim Pesach. Also Bismanazer. Can the book of Bissawar of Sheshes. Why a Dovah Shabbat Minyan? Presumably. So the Rabbi Lozer Moshe says, that's true, Rabbi Osai. Pesach Rishon. But he suggests that Tam Pesach, Lo Dami Levizman Azeh, Shekosu Atosfis, Kuv Zayin, Diyosim, Shem Dovah Shabbat Minyan. What does that mean? Keva Shenitcha Yisura LePesach Sheni, Huta Berishin. What's he saying? Is he saying what I think he's saying? That since we can't be makrev a korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon, so therefore, Rabosai, the Tamish and Pesach, we no longer have a problem of eating an erev Pesach. Why not? Because the Tamish and Pesach, we're tamei, we can't be it. That means it'll be Pesach Sheni. Is that what he's saying? I'm not exactly sure the words of Lazar Moshe. What is exactly he driving at? You can figure out, and I didn't put it in the Makaris, look at it carefully. I need to know by tomorrow, what did he mean? But I'm going to end the Shia in 3 minutes with a verb, which is a fact, amazingly, two contemporary Gdolim from the Litvish world, the Yeshivas, and the Chassidish world, it's basically the same thing. Rav Chaim Brisker from Valozhin and Brisk, and the Avnei Nezer from Sochachov, the head of the Polish Chassidim. You know what they both said? Something incredible. They said, turn to the Rosh in Simen Chafei. For a second. Simen Chafei. How much mora must you eat on Pesach night? How much mora must you eat? So the Rosh talks about it and says, it's page Mem Beis, column 2, right after Gemara. Meshum de Mevarech al Chilas Mara, Sarach Sheyocha Kazayis. Then Achila Pchotun Kazayis. The only reason you need a Kazayis Mara is to say the Bracha al Chilas Mara. According to this, were it not for the Bracha, you wouldn't need a Kazayis. Why not? Tell me why not? Because it never says in the Torah to eat mara. Never. Al matas umarorim yochlu the Pesach. Say these two gedolim from two different camps. Pesach sheni, al matzah ram yochlu, there's no need for a kazayas matzah or a kazayas mara. Let's say kazayas also good. Let's have a bracha problem. But if no bracha problem, it's enough. Presumably there would be no bracha. There's no independent mitzvah of matzah mara. How does this impact on our discussion? If you don't have to eat even a kazayas, do we have to worry about teyamah? Do we have to worry about a chilagasa? We then tomorrow we'll discuss this, that at the beginning of the shiur.